have a bunch of computers all connected by a network. This is one topology, this is another topology. Which one is the better? Any questions about that? How might I do this? Let's think about it. How might you do this? How might you figure out? Yes, you. So you might use grammatical rules, okay? How do you think of grammatical rules, though? You could say that there's a noun and a verb. How would you implement this thing with grammatical rules? I agree, grammatical rules is probably a good thing, right? You probably know that certain pairs of words like to be next to each other. Give me is much better than hive of, or hive me, or hive of. Does everybody see that? Or give of. So maybe what we could do to factor in grammatical rules would be the following. Model this as a graph. What is interesting about graphs? Well, we can model it as a directed graph where there's a start of a sentence and an end of a sentence. In each case, we are passing from a word in the first position to a word in the second position. This can be modeled as an edge. And the cost of that edge can be how happy are these two words next to each other. Does everybody agree with that? Maybe we could go and analyze a dictionary or analyze all the text that's on the internet or something like this to figure out for every pair of words, how happy are they being next to each other? Okay? If we have a popular word here and a popular word here, such as both occur in the news a lot, that should be given a low cost. If we have a rare word next to another rare word that doesn't appear in the news together a lot, that should get a low cost, right? What about two popular words? No. Tree, the. Tree is a popular word. The is a popular word. Maybe they don't go next to each other very much. The tree, not tree, the. Right? I claim we can assign a weight reflective of how happy are they from